I wouldn't say we fell in love right away. I think we were, as they call it in the biz, trauma bonding.
And then after 8 years of being insufferably sober, I started drinking again.
Addicts tend to be rather sensitive people.
Aren't you Marc Maron? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, what happened to you?
Well, hi there. Welcome to Light Hustler, a podcast about sharing your dark to find your light. Yes, it is. Welcome to the show. I welcome you back. If you're a returnee, I welcome you for the first time. If you're new, I hope you'll stick around and subscribe and never miss one of these episodes. But either way, I'm really grateful that you're even listening to this right now. So I am going to introduce a very special guest in a moment. And when I say very special, I mean I'm going to introduce me. Yep, that's true. It's one of the episodes featuring my live storytelling show, which happens the fourth Friday of every month in Los Angeles. And it's me telling a story there. So, but before I tell you that, I'm going to tell you something else that I'm really excited about, which is I have a new book coming out. In fact, by the time you hear this, it is out. It is The Miracle Morning for Addiction Recovery. I don't know if you guys know about The Miracle Morning, this book series by Hal Elrod, but this is a book I wrote with Hal, my friend Joe Polish, previous podcast guest, and Honoré Corder. And it is just one in the series of The Miracle Morning. Miracle Morning is the sensation. It's an amazing book. It changed my life. And frankly, it's one of the books that's on the 20 books giveaway that you guys entered and one of you won. Remember that? Anyway, it talks about why mornings are critically important to an addict's success, how the opposite of addiction isn't sobriety, but this, and the difference between an orchid personality and a dandelion one, and how you can determine which you are. So get it on Amazon. I will love you forever. I love you forever anyway. And now I'm going to introduce Anna David.
Guys, next up is, I didn't memorize the whole thing because I didn't know we were going to have to do that, but it's her show. You've already met her, and she owns this company, Light Hustler, and she's a New York Times bestselling author, and she does all sorts of stuff on TV, so big round of applause for, that's her name right there, Anna David. Okay.
Please give it up for Brian Finkelstein. Forgive him, not just for his sins, but for the fact that he's not an alcoholic. We love you anyway. And for everybody, I want you to know, I know it's weird that I'm wearing this coat, and there's two reasons, and neither are that it's a super fabulous coat. It's freezing in here, and I'm wearing my skinny jeans, and my fly always goes down, and so it's just much fucking easier, and it kind of goes with the story. So, here's the thing. When I first moved to LA, I was living on Sweetser Avenue. Okay, yeah. Everyone's lived there or had a regrettable sexual experience on Sweetser, right? Okay, you have not been in LA long enough if you have not. But so I was there and I was like, I was in my late 20s and I remember I had this epiphany. I was like, oh my God, the reason I'm depressed all the time is I'm entirely too dependent on other people, which would have been a healthy epiphany, except the end of the sentence was, to do cocaine, because I was in that in-between stage. I hadn't started buying it, you know, and so I was always just that girl at parties, and I was like, did she sniffle? Do you think, I wonder, yeah, I'm gonna get, and so I realized that my problem in life was not that I had a burgeoning cocaine problem, but that I didn't have my own dealer, you know, and so maybe, like, probably today there's like 16 apps that can connect you with a coke dealer. I'm sure of it. But like, even in the late 90s, like if maybe if you're like a mother of four in Ames, Iowa, it's hard to find that. If you are a party girl in Los Angeles, it took me, I think within 4 minutes I had like five options. And so I immediately connect with my first dealer, and his name is Alex. Now, Alex was great in that he delivered, but he was bad in that he had to buy 2 grams, which was like, dude was not going to drive over there for one, which was fine because I was always going to put the second one away, you know, that. And then the only other problem with Alex is that Okay, you know when you're getting gas in your car and then you spill gas on your hand and then you're like, oh, I've gas. That's what doing his cocaine was like. It was like brought over here, I think, in like gas barrels from Mexico. And like literally like all you would like do it and you'd be like, oh, it's like inhaling gasoline, right? And they'd be like, yeah. So like really the only good part about Alex's coke was in between paging him and him coming over when you could have that sort of gleeful like, oh, this is going to be fun. Then it was terrible. So, but then luckily my luck changed one night. See, I went to, there was a strip club in Beverly Hills called the Beverly Club. Okay. You remember that? Like, okay. So I thought when I was like remembering the story, I was like, I clearly made that up. There was no like strip club on Beverly Drive. So I Google it. And yes, there was, because there was a New York Times piece that said like, Beverly Hills image tarnished by tacky strip club. I was like, I was there. And I was there, so somebody, it was only around for like 8 months probably. So I was taken there. I was high, I was drunk, and women were taking their, you know, they were doing what they do in strip clubs. And so I did that thing where I was like, ah, I should take my top off. You know that? I don't want to flash you guys, I've changed. But like that thing where I was just like, I'm in a strip club, I'm fucked up, I should do this. And so I go up to the stage and I'm like taking my thing. And the manager, this like severe brunette with these like bangs, comes over. She's like, come with me. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm in trouble. And she introduces herself as Vivian. And she takes me into the bathroom. And then I literally learned slowly, I am not in trouble. She's like into bonding with me, and she suddenly pulls out cocaine. And I'm like, how did you know that I would be up for this, you know? And it's like, I guess if you're good at your job and a girl comes into a strip club and is like, I should take my time, like maybe she's the cocaine girl, maybe. So we start doing coke in the bathroom, and it's like good. You know, I'm used to the Alex gasoline thing. So it's like, I'm like, this is really good. And so I'm like, this is really good. And she's like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. And like, we don't have much to say. And then she goes, I have some more. And I'm like, oh, that's so great. Yeah. She's like, I sell it. And I'm like, I just don't have any money. And she's like, well, that's why there's an ATM in this bathroom. And that is how I got my better coke dealer. And so The thing is, so coke dealers, they had their signature moves, you know. Alex's was that he would wrap it in lotto tickets. I don't know. I'm not a coke dealer. That seemed like his fucking thing. And then Vivian wrapped hers in pink post-its because she was very feminine. So her coke was better. But the thing about Vivian was she didn't deliver and she lived in Beverly Hills. And like don't know about you, my cravings would hit it at rush hour. And if you're in West Hollywood and she's about like, that sucked. And the other thing was that she wanted to chat. Alex wanted to know chit chat. But Vivian, she wanted to talk. And she wanted to do girl talk, but she didn't want to talk like shopping or men. She was a businesswoman and she wanted to talk business. And so I remember one night being there with my writing partner and we're like trapped on her couch and she's talking to us for like 35 minutes about how she's going to get rich because she has invented a round towel. Now, I don't know if you guys get this because I didn't at the time, but a round towel is important because when the sun moves, if you're at the beach all day, you have to move your towel. Not if you're on a round towel. No, you just move your body. So she had ideas like that and she had plans like that. But it was just, it was too much. And so then like life devolved further. It got worse. And then that's when I met my third dealer. Now this guy's name was Joey and Joey lived in Beverly Hills. We're talking Bev Hills adjacent, by the way. We're not talking like fancy Beverly Hills, whatever. So Joey was like, I met Joey because I was with this girl who was just a nightmare. And I remember her phone came up and it said as the person calling trouble. And I'm like, who's that? And she's like, well, I know I'm in trouble if I'm getting that call. That was Joey. So trouble was my third dealer. And so Alex's signature thing was the lotto tickets and Vivian's was the pink post-its and Joey's was that he was like a Coke sommelier. Like, you could come and be there and, like, try his different kinds. But it was all the same, and it was terrible. And he was no Coke sommelier. He was just, like, a sad man and, like, who was dealing cocaine to, like, young girls. And so one time I was there, and I remember, like, I was, like, you know, doing Coke with a random girl. And then this other girl walks in, and she goes into the kitchen, and the girl sitting with me says to Joey, she's like, Joey, you can't sell to her. And he's like, why? And she's like, that girl, she was in rehab. I mean, she's a fucking drug addict. Like, we're just two nice girls sitting here on a Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock hanging out with a creepy old man. But she's got a drug problem. Yeah. So, anyway, not long after that, I ended up in rehab myself. And when I walked in, guess who was there? Guess. Thank you. Emily is the only one who knows the truth. It was Miss Round Towel. Vivian is fucking there in my room. And I'm like, oh. And she's like, so we immediately like clock each other. And she's like, come with me. Because she had been there like a week. I had just gotten there. And she's like, okay, Anna, I did not sell to you. You did not buy from me. You got it? And I was like, yeah, I got it. She's like, we know each other. If they figure out we know each other, Temple. Okay. So that's it. I went to treatment with Vivian, and she was, you know, you guys are in treatment now. You know who that one is, that one who's like, you're like, this group sucks. Can we go smoke? Like the one who's always going to say yes, you know, and is going to be like, kind of like wanting to have too much fun, kind of. And so anyway, I don't know what happened to Alex or Joey or Vivian, but I know I like to picture Vivian on a tropical island lounging on a large red round towel. Thank you.